Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Anna Kelchlin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
So you had a big event last week to celebrate something you went through like 15 years ago that is also a very big event. Tell us about the transplant.
Yeah, so I was 24 at the time. I had been diagnosed with a heart disease when I was born, but didn't know the specific disease until I was 24 because it was so rare. And I had to live in the hospital for 3 months waiting for a heart. I was extremely sick, really almost died, to be honest. Couldn't really walk for the last week or eat. It was extremely, challenging. But then, actually Easter Sunday morning, I got a heart, which I'm incredibly grateful for and has given me a whole new life. Really made me realize the power of how I can really give back.
It was because of New England Donor Services that you were able to get a heart. And I think for most of us, what we know about transplants, we see on television. And it's probably not the way it looks. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, I don't know. Can you speak to a little about that and about New England Donor Services?
Yeah, so I had my transplant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I didn't work with them at the time I had the transplant, but they are an incredible organization. And when I moved out to the Boston area for school, I found them because, you know, as a transplant recipient, I want to connect with others who've gone through that experience and also help others realize the power of organ donation and be a part of an organization that's contributing to that. So I found them and actually have volunteered with them a little bit in telling my story. And they came to the farm I was managing previously, and they did a volunteer session at this farm called Gaining Ground, and that's also my connection with them. So then they came last week and had an incredible event at my own farm that I just started to talk about organ donation, which, you know, the mayor came, the city council members came, so it was a very community-based event and really talking about how important organ donation is.
And then you're doing this with like a community farm that you own too, right?
Yeah. Yep. We just started Late Bloom Farm in Haverhill, Massachusetts last year. And for me, this, I've been farming for about 14 years now, but it's really my way of giving the life back that I've received through growing organic, all natural vegetables, herbs, and flowers for the community, really of all income levels, working with nonprofits as well. and New England Donor Services came and volunteered on the farm, which was fun to have them out. And, you know, I really see food as medicine, so I think it's another way of, giving life back that, you know, the heart I received from my donor. Very important to me in my life to be doing this work, and I see it's very connected with actually organ donation and just general well-being.
Okay, so as far as New England Donor Services, if you want to find out more about them, you can go to neds.org, NEDS.org. And then if you want to find out more about Late Bloom Farm, it is latebloomfarm.com, latebloomfarm.com. I love this story. I love how you're paying it forward all these years later. You know, because it's easy to forget about it 15 years later. You could just, you know.
You want to forget about it, maybe.
Right, probably. But you've dedicated your entire life's work, really, to kind of giving back. And that's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. So now you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
Good to be here.
It is literally good to be here.
How's your ticker doing now? Still going strong?
Yeah, I've actually had, I mean, now I wasn't able to run before, so I can run, which is incredible, and do, you know, I'm a full-time farmer, so it's pretty labor-intensive.
That's awesome. You are an inspiring human being.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does come down to the food we put in our body and the lifestyle we live, and obviously, our medical system, but really listening to... Yeah, to our body and having uplifting community around us. So,
and you can also find them on Instagram too. It's at Late Bloom Farm on Instagram. Anna, thank you for coming on the show and sharing that with us today. We really appreciate it.
We do.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to your new arch nemesis, Joy from Medford.
Hey, good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
It's hard to have an arch nemesis named Joy.
It is. And I love Medford so much. My second favorite city in all of Massachusetts. Everybody knows that about me.
You never stop talking about Medford.
I know. It's my favorite.
Joy, can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck.
To you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. You are going to win $100. He doesn't have a record on the big board. We don't know exactly what it is, but he wins more than he loses. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Question number one. Gwen Stefani turns 56 today. Before she was a hit solo artist, she was the lead singer of which 90s and early 2000s band?
Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
It's a bad time to blank, Joy.
It's a bad time. I don't know.
All right, question number two. 13 Going on 30 stars Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer are reuniting for a Peacock series called Five Star Weekend. Who plays Jennifer Garner's love interest, Matt, in 13 Going on 30?
Ryan Gosling, I don't know.
Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight. She has a track on the album titled Father Figure. Which now-deceased singer has a popular song of the same name? He's even credited on Taylor's new track. I need an answer.
I don't know.
All right, question number four.
Okay.
JoJo Siwa kicked a fan out of her show in Glasgow for wearing a hoodie that was making fun of her. Glasgow is a major city in which country?
Scotland?
There you go. You're on the board. And question number five. You can exhale. Diddy gets sentenced today. And yesterday, he wrote a letter to the judge promising he'll never commit another crime again, which I hope somehow gets him more time. Which record label did Diddy found in 1993 that became one of the biggest labels in hip-hop?
I don't know. These are just not my wheelhouse today. I'm sorry.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Hallelujah. Did it again. Hallelujah. We're so happy you're back that we're playing the Hallelujah drop. Let's try this one. There it is. Joy, I hear that you are a high school teacher.
Yes.
What do you teach?
I teach math.
Ooh.
Where?
In Bedford. It's a good time.
She commutes from Medford to Bedford.
We teach in the transitive property yet? It's my favorite. Of all the equations. A equals B, B equals C, therefore A equals C. Let's go transitive property. I used to have a t-shirt that had that equation on it.
Did chicks dig that?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I don't teach transitive property, but the classes that are doing it are doing it.
All right. Carson, Joy from Medford, who was delightful. She got 1 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Suit! Are you ready?
Yes.
Question 1. Gwen Stefani turns 56 today. Mm-hmm. Before she was a hit solo artist, she was the lead singer of which 90s and early 2000s band?
No Doubt.
That is correct. 1-0.
Oh.
13 going on 30 stars, Jennifer Garner and Judy Greer are reuniting for a Peacock series called 5-Star Weekend. Who plays Jennifer Garner's love interest, Matt, in 13 Going on 30?
I have never seen this movie, but I do know it's Mark Ruffalo.
It is Mark Ruffalo, because what can't he do?
Yeah.
2-0. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight. She has a track on the album titled Father Figure, which now-deceased singer has a popular song of the same name.
R.I.P. George Michael.
That is correct. 3-0.
What's interesting is she got the blessing of George Michael's estate. I read this whole thing that they posted about that song.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't use any of really father figure in it other than saying father figure.
Right.
Which is interesting. She asked for permission. He didn't create the term. Anyway, I digress.
3-0. Question number 4. JoJo Siwa kicked a fan out of her show in Glasgow for wearing a hoodie that was making fun of her.
That doesn't seem very nice of them.
Glasgow is a major city in which country?
Scotland.
That is correct.
Was that Sean Connery? Was that
Sean Connery?
Scottish,
is,
it's crap.
No, that's Mike Myers.
Was it doing Sean Connery?
4-1 question. Yes, Mike Myers loves a Scottish accent. He made Shrek Scottish for absolutely no reason. 4-1 question number 5. Did he get sentenced today? Yesterday, he wrote a letter to the judge promising he'll never commit another crime again.
Does that work?
I promise I won't do it. My bad.
Judge says, okay, you're free to go.
Let this man go. He's rehabilitated. Which record label did Diddy found in 1993 that became one of the biggest in hip-hop?
Well, the only reason I know this is because I have a tattoo signifying the bad boy of it all on my ankle. It's Bad Boy Records.
You have a Bad Boy Records tattoo?
No, it's not a Bad Boy Records tattoo. It was a surfer clothing brand before it was a record label.
Oh.
And yes, I do have that on my ankle.
Fair enough.
Shut up, Dan.
I haven't said anything.
The look on your face says it all.
I'm going to let the silence say it for me. Carson gets the win, 5-1. If it was a bad tattoo, Carson, he would also win.
Whatever.
Joy, we appreciate you calling in. Yep. Unfortunately, we can't give you the money, but we do have a cool prize.
Yeah, we do. We have a pair of tickets for you to go see Jesse McCartney October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. You enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome, I will. Thanks.
What do you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Joy from Medford, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. My wife is going to stay with a girlfriend. They're doing a girls' night sleepover.
Where are they doing that at?
Natick is where a friend's just got a new house. I think they're still in Natick is where they were before, and they bought a new house, and I think they're still in Natick. So she's leaving.
So it's a boys' weekend in Charlestown.
Barrett is leaving.
So it's a Carson weekend in Charlestown.
He's going to they have a dance tonight. 9th and 10th graders at school. So girls are coming for that. So he's going to that. And then after the dance, he's going to stay the night with a friend of his. So I will be at home alone tonight.
Is Cisco also leaving? So it's just you?
No, it'll be me and Cisco.
And I don't know if he had to sleep over with another dog.
Actually not a bad idea.
So what are you going to do with all your free time and no one bothering you?
I know, right? I have no idea. I got to do some shopping this weekend, Dan. I got to, because we're going to New York City for the, you know, for the Marconi Awards. Mm-hmm. I want to look good in case we lose again.
In case the camera pans to you, you want to look good in your sad face.
Right, exactly. And I have no idea what I'm going to wear. And it's, you know, it's 9-10 days away.
Okay.
So that's the plan as of right now. Let's see. Janelle, what are you up to this weekend?
Yeah, my local celebrity, Desi Garcia, is playing at the Hillcrest in Leicester. He does everything from like Chris Cornell to John Mayer, and he writes his own music. He's awesome.
What's his name again?
Desi Garcia.
Desi Garcia, okay. That sounds like a good
night. Yeah, he was just in Boston last night. It'll be fun. And then Saturday, we're going to go to the MMA fight, that Mohegan. I've never been, so it should be exciting.
Oh, that's fun. I've seen I went and saw some local MMA fights at Shriners Auditorium in Wilmington before. It's a good time.
Ooh, how was that?
Oh, it's awesome. You grab beers and yell at people trying to kill each other. It's
fun. The only thing I notice when you go to these is that it's long. Like, it doesn't move as quickly as it does on TV because, like, you can leave and go to the kitchen. You know, you can pause the TV.
Right.
Like, you're sitting around a while in between matches sometimes. Mm.
And you're going to see a lot of dudes with, like, tribal tattoos or barbed wire bicep tattoos and Affliction shirts.
Yeah, a lot of Affliction. A lot of Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
fun. A lot of Ed Hardy with the rhinestones and the bedazzled.
Yes, yes.
A lot of deep Vs.
Oh, yeah. Big chains. Yep,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, have a great time.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm probably hitting apple orchard. It's going to be beautiful, right?
So, nice. Enjoy. All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Megan, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, first we're going to the farm to pick our pumpkins and our mums and all the nice plants to decorate the front porch.
Okay, what farm do you go to?
Actually, we go to the sheriff's farm in Plymouth. And then we're going to make some apple pie. And then on Sunday, I'm meeting a girlfriend at Frankenstein's Mad Scientist Cocktail Event at Harpoon Brewery.
What is the Frankenstein's Mad Scientist Cocktail Event? It sounds fun.
It looks fun. I've never been. So it's all decorated, spooky, and there's all these Halloween-themed cocktails. So you buy a ticket, and that gets you one cocktail. And then I think there's snacks, and then you can order other cocktails. Just looks like a fun time.
Where is that? Is that at the brewery?
Yeah.
I will be at the brewery tonight from 6 to 8, hosting the Harpoon Oktoberfest.
Mm.
So, I know. I'm sad I'm missing that.
Well, I will buy you a drink. So when you get there on Sunday, you say, hey, Carson bought me a drink.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan. Thank you.
They'll keep it cold for you.
Right. Well, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, guys.
B-side.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What are you up to this B-side? Weekend?
Well, I am not doing math for a weekend because my best friend, a.k.a. Chicken Nugget, is getting married tomorrow.
Oh, your best friend's getting married? Congrats.
Yes, and it's not in Wisconsin, and I won't have my head on a swivel for the first time.
Some people are doing weddings the right way. Some people aren't.
Well, you know, I got her, I scored a free DJ for her at a Special Olympics cornhole tournament.
Nice.
So that's a bonus, and I can't wait to dance my face off.
Will you be giving a speech for your best friend?
There will be no speeches except for, like, she's got three sisters, so I'll leave it to them. I might grab the mic, you know, tell them, you know, Irish goodbye, everybody, like, and peace out. But drop the mic, you know. And
I don't think it's an
Daddy
Irish goodbye if you get on the mic and tell everybody.
Right. Your Irish goodbye.
I'm going to tell everyone to Irish goodbye. Like, just Irish goodbye. Don't bother the bride and groom. Just leave.
All right. What is her name?
Just leave. Her name is Missy.
Missy. What's her fiance's name?
Keith.
Keith. Well, congratulations to them. Best of luck. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I got a text from the 613, Dan.
Yeah.
Carson sends Cisco up to Derry. I'm dog-sitting my friends Doodle Nico. They can hang together.
Get everyone out of your house.
He's yours.
Man, woman, child, dog, everyone out.
Everybody gone. Irish goodbye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kennedy's actually out today. 617-655-1234. We want to know, what are you getting into over the weekend? Again, 617-655-1234. Bob is from Peabody. Good morning, Bob.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing good. So you're
heading up to Mountainboro. There's a custom car show and antique show tomorrow.
Okay.
It starts at 9 to 2, okay. And I'm taking my 55 Chevy. And a bunch of friends are taking their hot rods. Okay. We have all hot rods and custom cars.
Can I ask a few questions about your 55 Chevy, real quick?
Sure.
Please tell me. Please tell me she's red.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's a,
you know that.
So does this have the is this the V8 or the V6?
Yeah, it's a V8. It's a 383 stroker with overdrive. It's a hot rod. It's customized.
The turbo fire V8?
No, it's a it's just carbureted.
Oh, okay.
But it's overdrive transmission.
Nice. That's nice though.
And it sits nice and low.
What's her name?
Really. All right, boys, you can talk about it at coffee later.
What's her name?
Yeah. And Danny. Try to make it up there. I know you like the lake.
Bob, what's her name? What's your car's name, Bob?
No, I don't have a name for it.
What? Bob, you got to find her a name.
You don't, Bob. It's fine. You do whatever you want.
Have a great weekend, Bob.
I don't know anything about cars, but a 55 Chevy hot rod sounds cool.
Oh, they are, Dan. That's when cars are cool.
Sounds like something you ride around to listen to the Beach Boys back in the day.
Oh, it's huge. It's two doors. It's stylish. Michaela from Middleburg, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're going to the big adoption event at Jordan's Furniture?
I am. My husband, my friend, and I are all going to get some more information. We actually just partnered with an adoption agency to get our application started. But there are some great resources there, so we're going to go check it out.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Can you tell me about it?
So if you are through with MAP training and you're a licensed foster parent, you can actually meet children and teens who are waiting for permanency. And if you're early in the process, you go to more of like an orientation, you find some resources, you can talk to social workers. Elliot's always there. He talks to a lot of the families. So it's a really big and important event that we have every year.
That's awesome. I hope a lot of kids find good homes this weekend.
Me too.
Well, let us know how it goes, okay? Keep us posted.
Great, will do. Yeah.
All right. Bye, Michaela.
Yeah. Hot Rods and Adoption. We're all over the map this time.
Maddie from Alden, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're going to see your niece and nephew for the first time this weekend?
Yes, I'm very excited. I've never met them, and this weekend on Saturday, I'm going to meet them for the first time.
How old are they?
I believe one is almost 2, and the little girl, she's about 6 or 7 months.
Mm. Will you come bearing gifts?
Yes, lots of gifts. Going shopping tonight, actually.
That's the auntie's role.
I know. I'm very excited.
Spoil
First
them.
Of, I'll take care of them.
Labubu is, I hear, the hot gift right now, Dan.
I don't know what a Labubu is, and at this point, I'm too scared to ask.
Yeah, it's a little doll thing.
I don't know the craze, but I'm sure they'll tear that apart. So I'm thinking lots of outfits, maybe some candy for the little boy.
Also,
great.
For that age, always loud toys. Parents love those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If you can find lots a Fisher-Price drum set together. For a 2-year-old.
Well, you enjoy that, Maddie. Thanks for sharing that with us. Kim is from Holliston. Loaded weekend, Kim. What's going on?
Well, thanks to you guys, I won the tickets into Taylor and the premiere.
That's
and
awesome.
I also am going to a surprise birthday party tonight, visiting a friend in the hospital tomorrow. And my son's going to Comic-Con this Sunday. So, you know, just to relax.
That's a lot of stuff, Kim.
Where is Comic-Con on Saturday?
It's in Sunday. I'm not sure exactly because I'm not driving him in. But I know it's somewhere in Boston.
Is it Comic-Con Boston? Is this weekend?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well.
It looks like.
I don't know. I think that's what he said. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's his thing, so.
Is he dressing up?
No, he's not into cosplay, but, he could. He has plenty of stuff, but...
All right, I found it. Yeah, no, it is Wicked Comic-Con. It is happening Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the West in Boston Seaport District there. I was trying to look up some of the guests. I don't know any of these people, but it looks like it's really cool, actually.
Well, I hope your kid has a great time.
I'm sure he will. He's only been once before, and so he's very excited about it.
All right, well, have a great weekend. Oh, sorry.
And try to rest at some point.
How about you, Producer Dan?
All I'm doing is resting.
Yeah?
Kaylee has plans with her friends every day this weekend, and I am not involved in any of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
There's nothing wrong with
that. I'm sure I'll try to get myself outside at some point and get some sun.
From the 603, going to see Toad the Wet Sprocket in Concord, New Hampshire. Let's go. Do you know Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Mm-hmm,
All I
do.
Want. And Melissa, our friend Melissa in the 781, Girls Night to Boston Lights at Franklin Park Zoo tonight. Good morning, Carson and Dan.
The Boston Zoo Lights at Franklin Park is phenomenal. We went last year and it was way cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Melissa says, you guys are doing great. Kennedy who?
Did she say that?
No, I said that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with the brand new Subaru. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Alicia from Roslindale.
Hey, good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
She's in the car with her 10-year-old Eli on the way to school.
What's up, Eli?
Eli.
Hi.
How old are you, Eli?
10.
10, 9, 8, 6, 7.
Can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Say it, Eli. Say it. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
I love it.
Go on, get! 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We are going to give you $100 of Sal's money, which we love. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, that's the confidence I like to hear, Eli. Tim McGraw played wingman at one of his shows recently when he let a couple come on stage. The man dropped down to one knee and proposed, and the crowd went crazy when she said yes. Tim McGraw himself has been married since 1996 to which singer?
Faith Hill.
Question number two. NSYNC put out a post celebrating their 30th anniversary on Instagram, and fans are wondering if that's all they're going to get for the 30th anniversary. Finish this lyric to a hit NSYNC song. You weren't there for me, so now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more, it ain't no lie. I wanna see you.
On that floor, baby, bye, bye, bye.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight. I don't know if you've heard. Who features on the titular track, Life of a Showgirl, with Taylor Swift?
Ooh, do you know, Eli? Let's just guess. Let's say Benny Blanco.
All right. Question number four. Actor Christoph Waltz turned 69 years old today. He's won two different Best Supporting Actor Oscars. One as SS Officer Hans Landa in Inglourious Basterds, and another as Bounty Hunter King Schultz in Django Unchained. Who created both of those movies and cast him in those roles?
Oh man.
Inglourious Basterds and Django Unchained.
Yeah. I think it's the guy that did Pulp Fiction. Oh my gosh.
Hmm.
What's his name?
Should follow that lead.
Oh, I know. I can't think of his name.
All right. I'm sorry. We got to go question five.
Quentin Tarantino.
We'll get
Quentin Tarantino.
Buzzer beater.
Thank you.
Question number five. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi could be on the outs. Portia allegedly needs space from Ellen because she feels suffocated and micromanaged. Portia de Rossi was on which cult classic sitcom with Michael Cera and Jason Bateman?
Popular.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Wait, no, Arrested Development. Can I change my answer?
No, I gave you one. I'm not giving you two.
Okay, fine. I'll just know I got it myself.
That's fine.
Okay. Getting a little spicy over there, Dan.
No, it's all love.
Okay.
Alicia from Roslindale with Eli. They got 2 out of 5 correct.
Nice job.
3 if I was nicer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
It's true.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Tim McGraw played wingman at one of his shows recently when he let a couple come on stage. The guy proposed. The girl said yes. Crowd went crazy.
Nice.
Quite an affair. Tim McGraw himself has been married since 1996. To which singer?
Faith Hill.
That is correct. 1-1. NSYNC put out an anniversary Instagram post celebrating their 30th anniversary, and fans are wondering if that's all they're going to get for the 30th. Finish this lyric to a hit NSYNC song. You weren't there for me, so now it's time to leave and make it alone. I know that I can't take no more, it ain't no lie. I wanna see you.
I wanna see you out that door. Bye, bye, bye. Bye,
yeah.
Bye, bye.
You're missing one word. I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye. 1-1. Oh, if it was Kennedy, you would have buzzed her, so I don't want to hear it. Question number three.
Whatever.
I'm getting crap from both sides this game. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight, Carson. I don't know if you've heard. Who features on the titular track, Life of a Showgirl, with her?
Sabrina Carpenter.
That is correct. 2-1. Question number four. Actor Christoph Waltz turned 69 today. He's won 2 Best Supporting Actor Oscars. One for SS Officer Hans Landa in Inglourious Basterds, and another as Bounty Hunter King Schultz in Django Unchained. Mm-hmm. Who created both of those movies and cast them in those roles?
Quentin Tarantino.
That is correct. 3-2. And question number five. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi could be on the outs. Portia allegedly needs space from Ellen because she feels suffocated and micromanaged. Portia was on which cult classic sitcom with Michael Cera and Jason Bateman?
Oh, Arrested Development.
That is correct. 4-2.
Woof,
Carson gets the dub.
Those were tough. That was good job, Alicia.
Nice job. Nice job.
You did great. Unfortunately, we cannot give you $100, but we do appreciate you playing.
Baby, bye, bye, bye.
Thank you.
I'll never forget that baby again.
That's right. It's an important part of the song.
It is. I screwed that one up.
All right. Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
We're Alicia and Eli from Roslindale, and we can't conquer Carson.
Bye, Eli.
Bye.
6-7.
Thank you.
What does that mean?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
That was tough last night. I'm not going to lie. That was tough last night.
Losing to the Yankees hurts every time, especially in the playoffs.
Just something about them. That uniform, the pinstripes, their entire demeanor, all of it. It's just, for me, it goes back so long. So long. You know, I grew up an Orioles fan, and we hated the Yankees just like the Red Sox did. In fact, when I was in the eighth grade, Dan, played for a little league team, and we were the Yankees. I have this picture of me in full pinstripes and a Yankees hat. It, like, irks me to this day.
Oh, I would have demanded a trade, like a superstar player. I'd have been like, nope.
Trauma I'm still trying to unpack today. And so we were talking with Julie and her son, Brendan. Julie listens to the show, and she was sharing with us that they went through a family member who lives in Connecticut to get tickets to Game 3.
Yep.
Brendan is a senior in high school. He's out looking at colleges, so they were going to be in New York City to look at some schools. And they thought, well, why don't we try and go?
Sneak our way in through a Connecticut credit card number.
And they did. And Julie was wearing, I think she said yesterday, she's going to wear her Jacoby Ellsbury jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she shared with us that Brendan is a Yankees fan.
A house divided.
Since he was 6 years old, because Julie said to him, you know, you can root for anybody, it just can't be the Yankees.
He said, you can be anything you want in life except a Yankees fan.
And
he took that personally.
Carson level petty. So he's been a Yankees fan since, and they went to the game last night. And then had to drive back because they got, you know, life. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Hello, Brendan.
How's it going?
You know.
Not great, Brendan. Not great.
Just thought the way to end it.
So, Julie, what was it like for you being there last night?
It was like 2004. The intensity was unbelievable. It was really, really loud. Things were friendly at first. Everyone was saying, oh, Fenway Park is so charming. And then as the game got started, things got intense, for sure.
What happened? You get chirped at all?
I actually got a full-on boo, thumbs down boo. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah, once the beer starts flowing, you get to like the fourth, fifth, sixth inning.
Things start to get intense.
Yeah, niceties are out the window.
You're in the Bronx in enemy gear.
Full-on red shirt, red jersey, red hat. I was a target for sure.
How was the walk of shame out of the stadium after we lost?
That was pretty much the worst. At one point, a person came up to me and said, do you like apples? How do you like them apples? I'm like, you're quoting Goodwill Hunting to me. This hurts.
They use our ancient text against us.
Right? This is Matt Damon territory. You can't do this.
Not exactly a good burn.
And I know that your 17-year-old son, Brendan, somehow became a Yankees fan, even though you explicitly told him not to. How are you doing today?
I mean, it doesn't get much better than this, you know, knocking the Red Sox out of the playoffs. We were right in the bleachers, so the energy was about as good as it gets. I had a lot of beer thrown on me yesterday, especially when we won that game. So, you know, I'm still feeling it a little bit.
Were you like, I'm a minor?
Yeah.
So, Brendan, do you go to Chelmsford High, right?
That's right.
And you guys, so you were looking at colleges, went to the game, and came back late last night, I guess?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
So you guys drove back after the game?
Yeah,
yes.
We sprinted out the second the game was over, and now we're back here.
We take the sleep in November, literally.
So are you going to school today, Brendan?
Yes.
And you're going to wear your Yankees jersey, I'm sure, to school today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to, you can't not rub that in as much as you can, right?
Yeah, actually, you could not wear it. Brendan, you could not dance on our grave today.
He's been deleted from the group chat for sure.
I hope Chelmsford High School keeps an eye on you today, and they let you know their feelings.
Respectfully,
indeed, respectfully, indeed. Of course. But I hope they let you know their feelings about the Yankees jersey that you're going to wear to school today.
Well, their feelings don't really matter because, you know, you guys can't even play any more baseball.
Oh, my gosh.
Brendan.
Ground him.
Bro.
How was the car ride home between you two last night?
It was pretty quiet. It was a very quiet ride home.
Well, now it's time to root for my second favorite team, anyone but the Yankees.
Right.
Exactly.
Let's
exactly.
go Dodgers. I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
I'm getting my Canadian passport. Let's go Blue Jays. Anybody but the Yankees.
Always.
Well, thank you for sharing your trip with us. It was great to hear those stories.
Yeah, thank you guys for calling in, even though you've slept 45 minutes.
Thank you. It was a really fun time, and we made great memories together.
And Brendan, to the victor goes the spoils.
Yankees suck.
Congratulations, I suppose.
Well, we're gonna win the World Series this year. So
okay, I'm hanging up on Brendan. I'm hanging up on him. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on him again.
We'll be back. Go Red Sox.
No, he's gone. I hung up on him.
Yeah, we showed him.
Yes.
We got that 17-year-old.
Sorry, Julie, that you were the shrapnel of that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taylor Swift, The Fate of Ophelia. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. The new album is out, The Life of a Showgirl. Let's get into it.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Got another big breakup in Hollywood to talk about in a moment, Dan.
Okay.
Or a potential breakup. Not really sure if they're going to break up or not. But we're going to start first with Taylor Swift. She has done it again. Life of a Showgirl is here. Swifties are losing their minds. So there's 12 songs, as we know. We're talking Glitter. We're talking Drama, Dan.
Yeah, this album's more pop than her last several have been.
Yeah, and a little wink of humor. Fans are calling it catchy, joyful, and even goofy. A lighter side of Taylor after, obviously, the emotional weight of the Tortured Poets Department. So the lead single, The Fate of Ophelia, dives into Shakespeare-level heartbreak. The title track features Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know if you've heard it yet, but there is a full-on showgirl duet moment in that song.
I have not heard that one yet. I know it's the last track on the album. I didn't get that far before we had to come into work.
My favorite so far is actually Romantic, because I love a Taylor Swift diss track. Her and Eminem, they're the best at it. And apparently she's going at Charlie XCX. They've had a little bit of a feud going on. Listen to this line, Dan. I heard you call me Boring Barbie when the Cokes got you brave. Wrote me a song saying it makes you sick to see my face. It's actually sweet. It's actually romantic. She goes, if it's about Charlie XCX, she goes after her. I think it is.
It's 100% is, because Charlie XCX has a song called Kind of Romantic or something like that.
Yeah, something. It's really good.
I didn't know their whole backstory. No, apparently, she opened for Taylor on the Reputation Tour in like 2018.
Right.
And they were friends. And then Charlie XCX started like buddying up to the 1975 and ended up marrying their drummer.
Yeah.
And of course, she has all the issues with Matty Healy.
It says in the song,
no longer friends.
You high-fived my ex and talked about how you hated me. And apparently, she says in the song too, she says, you know, you sent me, you know, jilted Valentine's Day cards you thought was funny. There's like a hole. You got to dig into that song. Some fans though are saying it's cringe, that it's over the top for Taylor. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was great. Also, don't forget, too, we have the release of the movie, the official release party of A Showgirl, hitting theaters this weekend. We have our premiere tomorrow morning. We're going to be giving away tickets to that coming up at 9:20 this morning. And then at noon, we're going to play the entire album front to back. Kira and Andrea from the afternoon show will do that. They'll talk about the songs and dive deeper into the lyrics, I'm sure.
All Taylor, all the time today on Mix.
The Riot Comedy Festival. Have you heard about this drama, Dan?
Of course. I'm a giant stand-up comedy fan.
So the Riot Comedy Festival in Saudi Arabia, is over, but the fallout is just getting started. So big names performed: Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., Pete Davidson, Kevin Hart, and apparently they were paid buttloads of money, but critics say the event...
Yeah, the Saudi Royals got a little cash to splash around.
It is less about laughs and more about image laundering for a country with a rough record on free speech and human rights. You know, they murdered a reporter for saying things about the government and the royals. Some comedians like Shane Gillis have refused to perform, citing the censorship clauses that ban jokes about religion, politics, or the royal family. Others like Bill Burr defended going, calling it one of the best gigs of his life. Mark Maron laid into those who performed. Comedian David Cross blasted the performers as disgusting and disappointing, saying they can never again complain about cancel culture for free speech. I saw an old clip of Bill Burr that somebody posted of him in 2010, 2011, and talking about celebrities and how they walk this line. He was talking specifically about Beyonce, how they fight for human rights, and then Beyonce went and played some private show for some person, you know, for a government or whatever. It took the money, and which is essentially what he
did the same exact thing. Yeah,
right. So it's interesting, the heat that they will catch.
Shane Gillis said no because of their human rights, you know, allegations of what they're doing over there in Saudi Arabia. Right. And he said on his podcast they offered him millions and millions of dollars and he told them no. And then they came back and doubled the millions and millions of dollars after he said no, because they thought it was like a negotiation ploy.
Right.
And he's like, no, I'm not going over there.
Yeah.
And everyone else apparently took the bag.
Yeah, and if you go in there and see what Dave Chappelle said, Dave Chappelle, in part of his stand-up, said that it was safer for him to tell jokes there than it is for him to tell jokes here, which is, to me, is just wild. All right, let's get to a potential celebrity breakup, Dan.
Hit me.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi. Are they
Hollywood? That's not the one I would have guessed.
I know, I caught you with the old okey-doke, Dan. So, Portia, who is 52... apparently feeling suffocated by Ellen, who is now 67.
So didn't all of her workers on The Ellen Show?
One insider claims every part of Portia's life is micromanaged, from horse rides to grocery runs. The quote is, Ellen hates going anywhere alone, so Portia always feels chained to her side. Allegedly, Portia can't go on like this and is even considering time apart just to clear her head and get her independence back. Another warning from the source: if Ellen doesn't back off, she could drive Portia out of her door permanently. They married, as you may recall, back in 2008. And then in 2024, they actually moved to the UK looking for that quieter life. But now it sounds like too much togetherness might be testing their happily ever after.
Portia's like, please go back to work. Get out of the house.
My wife says that to me all the time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Brittany from Fall River.
Hey, good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Brittany, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes. Good luck, Brittany.
Thanks, you too.
He doesn't mean that, Brittany. No, I'm getting your head.
I get it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson. We're going to give you $100. He is now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Dakota Johnson turns 36 years old today. She played Anastasia Steele in which movie franchise?
50 Shades of Grey.
Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight. For this album, Taylor got away from working with the producer who has produced 7 of her albums and a bunch of her Taylor's Version re-releases. What is his name?
Oh, I shouldn't know this. Scooter Braun?
Question number 3. Elon Musk briefly became the first person with a net worth of $500 billion. But then when the smoke cleared, he was back down to a paltry $485 billion. Which country is Elon Musk from?
Oh, man. Germany?
Question number 4. NSYNC put out an Instagram post celebrating their 30th anniversary, and fans are wondering if that's all they're going to get from them. NSYNC only had one song reach number 1 in the entire country. Can you name that song?
Oh, these are tough today.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that, too.
I'm here to
help. Oh, good. It's going to be me.
Question number 5. Cristiano Ronaldo is the highest paid athlete of 2025 with a $275 million paycheck. He's followed by Steph Curry at $156 million and Tyson Fury in third with $146 million last year. Which sports do all three of them compete in, respectively? Cristiano Ronaldo, Steph Curry, and Tyson Fury.
Oh, this is terrible. I know soccer.
Yep, that's one.
Basketball. Tyson Fury? I don't know. Boxing?
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. So, Brittany, I hear you're working a double today. What are you doing?
I'm actually in my work parking lot right now. I'm a paralegal.
Okay. Working a double as a paralegal?
No, I bartend at night.
There you go. Paralegal by day, bartender at night.
Where do you attend bar?
At Scotty's Pub in Fall River.
Scotty's Pub?
That sounds like a place I would enjoy.
It's a good time.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Brittany from Fall River before she starts her double shift. Mm-hmm. Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Nice work.
She didn't believe in herself, but she did okay.
I did not.
Okay.
Question number 1. Dakota Johnson turns 36 today. She played Anastasia Steele in which movie franchise?
50 Shades of Grey.
1-1. Taylor Swift's new album, Life of a Showgirl, dropped at midnight. Mm. For this album, Taylor got away from working with the producer who has produced 7 of her albums and a bunch of her Taylor's Version re-releases. Mm. Who is he?
Jack Antonoff.
That is correct.
My best friend. He just doesn't know it.
2-1. Question number 3. Elon Musk briefly became the first person with a net worth of $500 billion, which feels unnecessary. But then when the smoke cleared, he was back down to a paltry $485 billion.
Leave you sleepless at night.
Which country is Elon from?
South Africa.
3-1. NSYNC put out an Instagram post celebrating their 30th anniversary, and fans are wondering if that's all they're going to get from them. Mm. NSYNC only had one song reach number 1 in the entire country. What song is it?
Well, it's either going to be Me or Bye Bye Bye. I think it's one of those two. I'm going to say Bye 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 was probably the big one.
It's going to be me.
No.
Yep. And I did not give you the same hint I gave Brittany.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know, Dan. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Take it up with Billboard, not me, man.
Okay.
3-2. Question number 5. Cristiano Ronaldo is the highest paid athlete of 2025 with $275 million in a year. He's followed by Steph Curry, who made $156 million last year, and Tyson Fury in third with $146 million.
Okay.
Which sport do all three of them play respectively? Cristiano Ronaldo, Steph Curry, Tyson Fury.
Okay. So the first one, Ronaldo, football, as they call it, or soccer. Steph Curry, Zahupa, plays in the NBA. And then the last one?
Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury is a boxer, I believe.
That is correct. 4-3 for Carson.
Those are tough. Those were tough. I'll still fight you on. So you said it's going to be me?
Yeah.
Is the number one?
It's the only one that reached number one.
I'll fight you on that one.
You can Google it. What are we fighting about?
I'm going to Google it right now. Hey, Siri.
He still won.
What is NSYNC's only number one song? Hold on. Let's see what Siri says. NSYNC's only number one song is It's Gonna Be Me.
Ooh.
Is that right?
Brittany, we appreciate you calling in and playing with us.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately, we can't give you the money, but we love you anyways.
Shout out to Scotty's Pub.
Yeah, Scotty's Pub.
Scotty doesn't know.
Don't tell Scott. All right, Brittany, please say what you got to say before we go off the rails.
I'm Brittany from Fall River, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.